This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. School children are home by the millions. Flights are grounded by the thousands. Wind chills are being measured in the negative double digits. Yes, the great polar vortex of 14 is making its mark on much of the country. And the economy as well, because a lot of things that we take for granted day in and day out, from starting the car to turning on the faucet, were a little harder today. Marketplace's Amy Scott reminds us that when it gets this cold, stuff just doesn't work.
Jeff Cherwinka is used to working in extreme cold. He spent six seasons doing research in the South Pole. Now he's back at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where it was minus 17 this morning.
It looks like it's minus 9 Fahrenheit at the South Pole today, so it's actually colder here than it is at the South Pole.
At these temperatures, he says plastic and steel become so brittle they can break. Car batteries stop working.
So there's a lot of, little inconveniences, but if it's, if it's your car and it's not starting, then it's a big inconvenience, right?
At the high-tech end, electronics can fail. Kevin Gutnick with the Minnesota Department of Transportation says things got dicey today on a reversible toll road on the west side of Minneapolis.
It goes in one direction in the morning and another direction in the afternoon. And one of the gates on that quit working because of the cold.
Below ground, water mains break. Even sewers can freeze. Shipping slows down in the Great Lakes. Diesel fuel can congeal. Wilf Nixon teaches civil and environmental engineering at the University of Iowa.
Things just break when it's cold. And unfortunately, they're under more stress, and it's when you need them most, and it's when they're most likely to fail on you.
That includes humans, too. We don't work so well when it only takes a few minutes in the cold to end up with frostbite. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.